Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, April the 17th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page to the left under the heading Links. Just open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details individually and upon demand on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look to see what we have for today. Well, the first piece deals with what I call the Forgotten Depression, which is a depression much more serious than the one we all know about at the end of the 1920s. This one came at the beginning of the 1920s. So I'll be talking quite a lot about that and the differences between that and what we have in store for us today. In short, FDR's strong-arm policies ushered in a decade of economic misery that we have never actually recovered from to this day. Then I'm going to talk about Trump's view of the world. He sports a distinct view of the financial world that is rooted in his willingness to manipulate numbers and facts to suit the moment. And this, of course, flows from his background as a promoter. Then I shall talk about the first indication I have that the Attorney General is going to really work hard on finding out what happened with the Russia story, because he's already talking about moves that were in place to sabotage the president. So it's quite interesting, a small piece on that. Okay, then I will talk about the monumental stupidity of how they simply destroyed demand by locking down the country, quite unnecessarily as it happens. And the real question is how long it'll take for supply to meet demand. Of course, the optimists talk about a few weeks to months. The reality, of course, is a few years. Okay, then I shall talk about optimism as opposed to realism, the issue of reopening the economy. Then we will talk about insufficient liquidity, because there isn't enough liquidity in the banking system for the government to satisfy its gargantuan appetite for cash. This is very, very serious. So I have a few words about that. I will be expounding upon that later this year. Then we will talk about how the Federal Reserve has just received the right to set up a $450 billion bailout plan without following key provisions of the Federal Open Meetings Law, including announcing its meetings or even keeping most records about them. We will never perhaps know which firms benefited from this program. We may never know what terms are being given to the banks, what collateral is being offered. A horrendous development, and Trump should never have allowed it. Then I shall talk about an entirely logical explanation as to why stores have run out of toilet paper. Something you all need to know. So be that as it may, ladies and gentlemen, we will hopefully enjoy the show. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. So just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, please feel free to select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. And if you have no preference, I strongly suggest the latest 3 shows because all of the shows contain to some extent commentary on the current affairs of the day. And since the current affairs of today will be more awakening in terms of your current knowledge, then possibly your ability to see how I treat them may also be more precise. So there we have it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me finish with my contact information. My email, which you will need to ask for the free shows, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. It's also, by the way, on my Podbean page at the top, but if you want to write it down once again, my initials and my name, rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook page, the address, you can go to there as often as you like. It's free, and I hope to put up some interesting comments which are too short for the main show, but which I think you should know anyway. The Facebook page, www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Okay, that's all lowercase, no punctuation and no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address, which contains just one-liners, is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. My initials RM plus Wake Up Call. Again, all lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so with that, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. As I said, this is Richard Martin. Be back with you again on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.